Good evening. Welcome to the Soleri Report. Today is September 12th, 2013. I'm Catherine Alston Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. We've had the Soleri Summit for the last 2 days. Our team from all across the country has been gathered into Hickory Valley, and we want to thank you very much for those of you who sent comments and feedback. What we've been talking about for 2 days is the many different ways we can improve your subscriber experience. And I want to share one of those decisions with you. And in fact, this evening marks an historic event. This will be our last regularly scheduled live show. We're going to shift to an all pre-recorded format. The fact of the matter is that the telecommunications infrastructure in the United States has become increasingly unstable. And we feel by going to a pre-recording, we can assure the very highest quality of production and sound. And this will also enable us to produce, by the following day, a video that integrates the audio in with the slides for the money and market section, which we think you very much enjoyed with our summaries that we post on the blog called Just a Taste. So we'll be able to do a Just a Taste version of the money and market. So to make it easier for you to submit questions, because we won't be able to have the webinar software, we've added an askcatherine@soleri.com email, and we've put that email up on the resource page for subscribers. So if you don't remember it, you can just go there and find it. And we hope that will make it easier for you to submit your questions. And we've already been getting a nice flow of questions. We do have the slides up on the webinar software tonight. For those of you not listening live, you can get them up on the blog. And again, starting next week, we'll be integrating them into a video version. So you'll be able to download the audio or watch the video or read the transcript a week later. Our theme tonight is power shift. We are watching around the world unprecedented power shifts. And whenever you're in a situation where you have this much power shifting, of course, the situation becomes very fluid. The gods get warring. Certainly different factions get warring. Anything can happen. The NSA leaks that we're watching and the whole debate about internet privacy and security is really a window into some of those wars. What we're in the middle of is an unprecedented shift of financial flows, purchases, currency, new currencies, crowdfunding, new ways of financing equity capital that are beginning to now move onto the social media and online platform in a much more significant amount. It's really just begun. And that's power shifting the traditional players. They are fighting back. It wouldn't surprise me, as Dr. Farrell and I just talked about when we did our long interview about 6 weeks ago. Vatican, City of London, and are pushing back. The defense contractors are seeing an opportunity to play for turf up against the formal U.S. intelligence agencies. It's quite a fight, and it's something we're going to be watching closely for some time to come. If you haven't listened to that interview, the two-hour special I did with Dr. Farrell, I strongly recommend it as a backdrop for what's been happening. On the Soleri Report, interestingly enough, we posted our interview this evening with Franklin Sanders, who was in South Carolina. Great interview. I also got a chance, in addition to coming current on the precious metals markets, to talk a little bit about what some of the obstacles are to using precious metals as a community currency. And so we got to touch base on a bunch of very interesting topics. But one of the things that came up at one point, I brought up some of the events that are on the darker side of life. And Franklin, God love him, just said, you know, I don't like to go there. And I thought a lot about that since we talked. And I do feel very strongly that our job on the Soleri Report is to look at the darker side to the extent we need to find practical pathways to build a lighter future. And one of those favorite quotes is, deal with reality or reality will deal with you. One of the reasons I've been such a proponent of the slow burn as opposed to other scenarios of how the economy is going to unfold is because I've had a chance to look at the darker side of control, whether it's surveillance systems or invisible weaponry, UFOs, chemtrails, mind controls, many of the topics we've explored on the Salieri Report and described to you, because I believe they're relevant to how your money and time works and to how to watch and understand the game of economic warfare that's going on before us. I'm talking at the Casey Conference in early October, and I'm going to talk about material emissions. And I think it is a material emission for me not to look at those things, but I also don't want to dwell on them. I certainly don't believe they're the most important game in town. So we try and stay in amusement. I once had my, I was talking to a client today and they said, I should tell you this story. I was once very sort of in a dark place in Washington in the 90s when I was dealing with the worst part of the physical danger involved in the litigation. And I went to church and my pastor had worked up a whole head of steam about something and sort of screamed at us, the devil can have my car and he can have my house, but he cannot have my joy. The idea being we decide how we approach things. And I think no matter what's going on, it's imperative that we approach this power shift and the risks and opportunities in it from a state of joy, because it's through that that we're going to build the kind of future we want. I absolutely reject the vision of the future that's being created by the leadership. I have no intention of living in a police state. So I'm going to do my best to build and finance the future I would like to leave for the next generations. And that's the kind of future that I would have liked to have been born into. So I think what every one of us can do makes an enormous difference. One of my favorite quotes from the movie The Gladiator is, what we do in this lifetime echoes through eternity. And I believe that.